Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad you've joined us here this morning. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome also. So glad that you're joining us online for this.
Well, welcome, everybody, now that you can hear me.
So I invite you to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So actually, that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are creating this sanctuary, this place where it is safe to discover our own spirits, because it really requires that kind of a space to allow your spirit to come forward in the world, a place where there is no judgment, but instead there is acceptance and there is love. Because what happens is, as we discover our own spirit, our own spiritual nature, that divine presence that lives within us, that presence that expresses in and through everything, it's when we discover that within us that we actually are able to bring it into the world. And we bring it into the world when the world is hungry for, let's say, love or peace or goodness. That when we are in touch with that aspect within us that is the presence of the divine, then we have access to all of those qualities all the time. So then when the world is not reflecting peace or love to us, we can bring that into the world. And as we do that, we then act as a beneficial presence in this world, because we are giving way to that divine presence. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that divine presence into this world in a way that is beneficial. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She is going to lead us in an evocation in a moment. And while we evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, Carrie Hillary is with us today. Yay. She is going to lead us in the prayer chant, I Open Up, which will lead us into that evocation. And so I invite you to just begin to kind of settle into yourself, to find that place of beingness within you, the part of you that not is about doing, but that is just the beingness of you, and to allow yourself to kind of move into that space.
Silence, I feel the love.
I take in a breath and center myself within to a space of sacredness and love. And in the calm silence, I recall my truth. I am love and I am joy. And from this point of awareness, I recognize there is only one life which is ever present, filling all time and space with its magnificent self. I know love and joy are part of the divine spirit, and these God qualities are right where each one of us are, filling our hearts, and from us, this love and joy of the one life moves out to embrace our families, our friends, and then it moves out into the world. Today, I bless Living Beyond Limits sacred space with the great light of truth. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her talk, which opens us up to the joy of life that supports and enriches each one of us. We are inspired to look deep within to find our creative self, which inspires us to express the love and joy of our inner being. I bless Carrie and her beautiful music, and I bless this day and everyone here, and know that all spiritual paths lead to our true being, spirit within. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. The reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. Our mental attitudes are our most priceless possessions. No material security is actually secure. And we should realize that our world is of God. Therefore, its essential nature must be good. That which seemingly opposes us in the world can be overcome and dissolved by right thinking, if our motives are right. This universe is our field of opportunities. It is the great laboratory in which we know the power of mind can work miracles. It says we can have and become whatever we desire, providing we establish great ideas within our subjective areas of consciousness. To look out upon the world and expect only good from it is true spiritual living. Then security is assured, for our own right mental attitudes will produce it. I behold my world today as the expression of God's intelligence. Everywhere I walk this day, I walk in the presence of good. Everyone I meet is the incarnation of spirit. I joyously cooperate with the good in every man. I look out upon my world as God does, and I call it good. I expect today to be a day of fulfillment, and I dedicate my thoughts to God's ideas and walk through the world seeing only that which is perfect, loving, and beautiful. The glory of God fills my world and all people in it. I rejoice in this day, for I shall find more truth than I have ever known before. And so it is.
As human beings, we have a need to express who we are in all of our own uniqueness, to express our own uniques and talents. That might show up as writing poetry or as making art, might show up as decorating your own house or cooking or gardening, might show up as programming computers or building things or fixing things. Whatever it is, we have this need to express who's inside of here. And those are some of the ways that we do that. And because we are spiritual beings, in addition to that need to express, we have a need to feel connected to each other. And out of that need to feel connected, we join groups and we join clubs and we go on Facebook and connect sometimes with people that you don't even know. We come here to Living Beyond Limits where we feel connected to each other and feel like we are part of this spiritual family. Part of that feeling connected to each other and part of that longing to feel connected to others actually compels us to give back. That compels us to volunteer, to assist, and sometimes even to assist people that we don't even know. To stand with, to stand for. That connection that we feel with others and contributing, both of those things fulfill a deep yearning and a need that we have inside of ourselves. Expressing who we are in our uniqueness, feeling connected to others, and contributing brings us joy. It enables us to feel joyful. Not only do they bring us joy, but what I call what they actually do is they create a sense of soulful living. Living where it feels like it is filling up our soul. Our soul feels filled up when we do those things. So all of us actually really yearn for then what is soulful living. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin says, joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. I say joy is a sure sign that your soul is happy. Joy is a sure sign that your soul is feeling fulfilled. The Greek word for happiness is makarios, which describes a person who receives good fortune. The Greek word for joy is chiro, which means good mood of the soul. Joy is about our soul. Reverend Scott Aubrey says, there is an elixir for the malady of feeling lost, dissatisfied, discontent, or feeling adrift. It is care of the soul. Soulfulness has to do with our inner beingness, our prayer life, our conscious union with the divine. But it also has to do with just living a robust life, such as good food, great conversation, genuine friends, outrageous laughter, experiences that touch us and stay in our memory. And David Brooks, in his book, The Second Mountain, said, it's important to make a distinction between happiness and joy. What's the difference? Happiness involves a victory for the self. Happiness comes as we move toward our goals when things go our way. You get a big promotion, you graduate from college, your team wins the Super Bowl. Happiness often has to do with some success, some new ability, some heightened sensual pleasure. Joy tends to involve some transcendence of that small s self. Joy is present when mother and baby are gazing adoringly into each other's eyes, when a hiker is overwhelmed by the beauty of nature, when a gaggle of friends are dancing deliriously in unison. Joy often involves self-forgetting. We can help create happiness, but we are seized by joy. We are pleased with happiness, but we are transformed by joy. When we experience joy, we often feel we have glimpsed into a deeper and a truer layer of reality. All of those things feed our soul. So the trouble is when we get into thinking that joy has to come from the outside, or that joy is supposed to come from the outside, that our joy is reliant on what we receive from the world or from other people in our lives. You know, you'll feel joyful when you get that raise, or you'll feel joyful when you retire, or you finish that project, or you finish school. You'll feel joyful when the war in Ukraine is over, or you'll feel joyful when everyone is treated equally. And we will feel joyful of those things. And I know sometimes what happens to us, though, is we have doubts and fears and sometimes even feelings of helplessness because of the things that are going on outside of us, those things that are going on in the world. But when our feelings of joy are reliant on that outside world being the way that we want it to be, we are setting ourselves up for a fall. We're setting ourselves up for failure. And at the same time, Ernest Holmes tells us that God's will for every person is happiness, peace, and joy. So that means then there must be another way. And I think that other way is soulful living. That's the thing that causes us joy. When we are living in a way that feels soulful, a way that is soul fulfilling, it moves us into that place of joy, that innate joy that already lives within us. When we feel connected to others, when we contribute in a positive way, when we express who we really are, who's inside of here, then we experience joy. And so I'd like to share a story with you from A Daily Dose of Sanity by Alan Cohen. He says, in my book, I had it all the time, I recounted a life-changing experience I had at the East Maui Animal Refuge, a private nonprofit foundation where director Sylvan Schwab and his wife Susie oversee the care for about 450 injured and unwanted animals. The Schwabs and their staff work tirelessly from dawn until dusk, feeding the animals and attending to their medical needs. Their work is an extraordinary labor of love, and the refuge is truly a holy place. When a magazine reporter interviewed Sylvan at the Boo Boo Zoo, she noted, I guess when you leave this world, your chances of getting into heaven are pretty good. Sylvan smiled and replied, heaven? I'm already there. Not many people would think that taking care of injured and unloved animals 24/7 is their idea of heaven. But Sylvan is there, which demonstrates that fulfillment has less to do with conditions and more to do with following the path that makes your heart sing. Many religions have told us that heaven is a place you earn by suffering on earth. The worse it is here, they teach, the better it will be there. But what if heaven is an experience that you could attain even while walking on earth? We've all had moments of it. Imagine expanding those moments until they become the dominant theme of your life rather than the exception. Do not wait until you die to be joyful. Cultivate joy now and beat the rush. That is expressing who they are doing that work. doing that work, they feel connected to those animals, possibly connected to the people that come and visit the zoo, and they are absolutely contributing through the work that they're doing. That creates those feelings of heaven, creates joy. Ernest Holmes said, "There is a creative urge in every individual, a creative urge that is in everything. Not only human beings, but everything in nature is endowed with this creative urge. Evolution is proof. We see that creative urge unfolding through everything, everywhere that we look. You see a weed growing out of a crack in the sidewalk. That's that creative urge of life. You see an empty lot that's filled with wildflowers. My best friend Tracy actually calls those tall purple flowers vacant lot flowers. Did you know that there are over 400,000 species of flowers and variants and variety of every single one of those species of flowers? There are 32,000 species of fish, 10,000 species of birds, 900,000 species of insects, 45,000 species of spiders. That is creativity. That is the creative urge of life unfolding itself in this world. That same creative urge seeks to express in and through us. It's the creative urge of life to express itself. And so the title of my talk today is Express Yourself. And I'm talking about that there is a creative urge in this universe, that creativity lives in us. It lives in every single thing. And when we give way to that creative urge, we feel filled up. When we give way to that creative urge, we feel fulfilled, soul fulfilled, and we feel joyful. So that says to me then, joy doesn't really come from what others do to us or for us. Joy comes out of what we do and how we express ourselves in the world. That creative urge lives within everything, and it expresses as a longing to live more fully. It doesn't matter what age we are or what we're doing in our life, we have that within us, an urge to live more fully. I think that's one of the reasons why COVID was so hard on so many of us. I know that's why it was so hard on me. Those usual avenues to express our own unique selves and who we are in this world, those opportunities for connection, the opportunities even for contributing, all of those were diminished. Some of them were taken away entirely. I know for me, salons were closed for 7 months during COVID, and church was closed. And those are two of those avenues where I express who I am the most robustly, I'd say. And we did things on Zoom, and it was really good for me. It worked really well for me. I got to still feel connected, and I got to still contribute, although I still didn't get to contribute in the way that I was used to. It was still somewhat diminished, somehow minimized. And my connection with all of you was not the same because I wasn't spending time with you and I wasn't getting to see you. We were also limited in our ability to be with friends and to be with loved ones. You remember that? We were all staying home and staying in our homes. And so we didn't get to experience that connection also. And perhaps because those avenues were minimized for you, you started doing new things during COVID. Maybe you started doing puzzles, or maybe you started making art, or maybe you started doing your normal things on Zoom. And perhaps some of those things didn't really work very well for you, or perhaps some of them worked well, and some of them not so well, and some just kind of. I know, like I said, for me, Zoom worked well. And right now we are meeting in the park doing a class, and it's wonderful, and it is soulful, because we're getting to connect with each other and share real stuff with each other and nurture our own spirits. It's soul fulfilling because it gives expression to who we are in those moments. But for me, doing those coloring books, you know, those adult coloring books, not the same ones that Yvonne does, but the other ones that are flowers and that kind of stuff, those coloring books and doing puzzles, not so much. Those didn't meet my needs for creative expression at all. And things have loosened up. And so we're all doing a lot more than what we were doing. Yet, I think many of us are still living under some self-imposed restrictions. We're still not living like we were free in pre-COVID times. Yet, that creative urge still lives within us. That creative urge still knocks and beckons and calls for us to bring it forward, to make way for it, to open ourselves up. That creative urge that exists in everything is still there in us. And so I have some questions for you. And on your insert, you have some questions. And if you need a pen, raise your hand and somebody will give you a pen. Mike needs a pen. Pat needs a pen. Here comes Colleen. Everybody has an insert? All right. So I invite you just to close your eyes for a moment and to turn within and to ask yourself, what are the things that I am doing right now that allow that creative urge of the universe, that creative urge of my own soul to express? What are the things that I am doing right now that allow that creative urge of the universe, which is none other than the creative urge of my soul, to express? And to go ahead and jot some of those down. And then to close your eyes again. And to ask yourself, how or where am I living soulfully? Where am I living a soulful life? Or how am I living a soulful life? And to close your eyes one last time. And to ask, what can I do to give voice to that creative urge of my soul in a greater way? Or how can I give voice to that creative urge of my soul? And so I invite you to bring your attention back to the room. And so my invitation to you this week is to honor that creative urge that you have inside of you. Yes, so my invitation is to honor that creative urge within you and to know that that is the way that you give voice to your spirit. Honoring that. It is the way that you nurture and give way to your soul. So celebrate the ways that you get to live soulfully, the ways that you get to express that creative urge. Celebrate those ways. And if you feel stuck in your life, if you're feeling dissatisfied, if you're feeling adrift, know that that is a sign and that is a call for more soulful living. It's your own soul telling you that it's dissatisfied and wants to come out and express more fully than it is. Know that that is a call of that creative urge of life within you seeking to express through you the call of your soul for more soulful living. And as you heed that call, you'll be living a life where you feel satisfied and fulfilled and joyful. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, on this path of giving way to that divine presence in this world and living a life in a way that you are giving voice to your own spirit and to your own soul. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. What a blessing it is and how good it feels just to be in this recognition of that infinite presence of spirit. That presence of spirit that we each live in. That presence of spirit that lives in each and every single one of us. How wonderful it is to be in recognition of this life of God that we are living. And so today, recognize that that life of God is none other than the expression of our own spirit, our own soul, our own beingness. We just step in gratitude, recognizing that it is life's call to our hearts to be fulfilled. It is life's call to our hearts to contribute and to be connected and to express our own unique beingness in this world in a way that fills us and serves others. And so today we walk this path open to that beckoning of spirit within and spirit without, knowing that they are absolutely one and the same. And I speak this word also just about everyone and everything in this world, recognizing that wherever there is seeming human ignorance, that the wisdom and the intelligence of God is right there, and that it is revealing itself as the solution and as the answer and as the way forward, creating a world that works for everyone. I recognize that wherever there is seeming division, there is peace, there is wisdom. That each and every person on this planet is the wholeness of God. And so rather than coming from lack or scarcity or brokenness, that wholeness is revealing itself within each and every one of us. And that wholeness expresses as health, as healed relationships, as high self-esteem and confidence and assurance, so that we might all live as our best selves in this world. And I know that wherever there is seeming lack, the opulence of life is right there. The abundance of life is revealing itself everywhere present. And so how wonderful it is just to rest in this truth, recognizing that as we say yes to the truth, that we create a greater opening for it to come into this world. For in reality, there is only one, and we are all part of this one. Where truth is known in one place, truth is revealed everywhere. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into the creative law of this universe. And in our acceptance and in our gratitude, we say, and so it is.
And now it's time for our affirmation. And I'd like you all to join me.
I honor the creative urge that expresses within me and within all things. It is the way I give voice to my spirit, my soul, and the creative urge of life. Today, I practice soulful living, and so it is. invitation for you, which is the first Sunday in June. They're going to be voting in this building, so we're going to be having our service in the park. So again, we will have a picnic, so if you want to bring a picnic lunch for yourself, and if you want to bring something to share with the group, that's fine. If you want to bring games and things to play, it's guaranteed to be warmer than it was last weekend when we were out in the park, but we'll be doing service in the park. Just to know that our practitioners are here to support you in prayer. If you would like prayer after service, we have a prayer box in the back. We'll support you during the week. If you'd like to fill out a prayer request, we have prayer shawls, and that our Sunday talks are available on our website. I'm actually asking you, especially if a talk speaks to you when you're here, to share it, to go on our Facebook page and like it, to share it from there as a way to get the word out. I feel like we finally have landed. It feels like we are home. I've actually signed the contract through January, so we will be here. So it's time to start inviting friends and build the community back up. So I invite you to share with your friends.